I'm Brian McCreath. I'm at Symphony Hall with Yuja Wang, who's back with the Boston Symphony. It's been a little while, so welcome back to Boston, Yuja, and thanks for taking a little bit of time to talk with me today.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
So as we talk, it's Valentine's Day, and that brings to mind the story of this concerto, that there's a little bit of a love story wrapped up in it between Robert and Clara Schumann. I just always wonder with performers, you know, the concerto is a bunch of notes and a bunch of phrases and interpretations, and in that sense it's very abstract, but this is a piece Robert wrote for Clara. Does that ever enter your mind, or does that sort of play around in the background of your mind when you're playing or when you're practicing it?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in the mood for love, I guess. And people ask, why didn't he write more than one concerto? I was saying, well, maybe he only fell in love once in his lifetime, and it's very precious in the most noble sense. But him as a person, I can imagine, is not the most easy. So you can hear lots of neurotic, kind of the two-sided, schizophrenic, obsessive, all these things. And Clara being a pianist, I don't know. I mean, every time I played it, I waited for a very long time until I quasi-matured to play this piece. Actually, it's kind of like the last concerto I played, like the mainstream repertoire. I played everything else. I played this after Beethoven and Brahms, and it just seems to be so unusually like a gem. Like every time I play it, I feel like I'm in this world of between Robert and Clara, and just so involved. I don't want to say self-absorbed, but it is a little bit, you know, like you're absorbed by some special magical force.
Well, that's the thing with Schumann, isn't it? Yeah. Like you can't help but be kind of in his head, right?
Which is not a very comfortable place to be in.
Okay, fair enough.
It's insane. And it's annoying. It's very obnoxious. It's very obsessive. I mean, this obsessiveness we already have as being a musician by practicing, trying to be perfect. But it goes in circles, really, how he weaved the whole three movement from, you know, a declaration of love, from searching for that, and to like the intermezzo is really, it's very theatrical. So it's like between two pieces, they're trying to set up furniture or something on stage, you know, but so it's very lighthearted and very ethereal for me. But it doesn't really go anywhere. It's just kind of like a state of mind. And then the third movement is so joyous and just really like just the happiness, the joy of being in love and everything, you know, the world is a brighter place. God, I sound like a Hallmark card on Valentine's Day. Yeah, it's true. Like every time you go to that place, even when you play, I mean, it's really uncomfortable for the fingers, and also like all this humiola is awful for soloist. And
the hemiola, which is that rhythmic thing of like going back and forth like this kind of offbeat thing
for a long time. And I mean, the key change and the rhythm change, it's just like he's trying to be fancy.
Well, there's a lot here. Yeah, I mean, these are all amazing thoughts about the concerto. What you say that it took you a long time to get around to this one compared to a lot of the other concertos. So why did it take that long, and what finally kind of drew you into learning this concerto anyway?
Oh, not love, for sure. No, I just ran out of pieces. I mean, how to start this piece is so everything, we heard it so much, but everything you discover is so unusual, how he just startles there's no other concerto that starts this way. And then right away, after four measures, it's like, oh, no. I'm very reserved and it's totally different. It's what draws me in. I learned it when I was 17 and I just don't get it. It's like, ugh, it's so annoying. And then I saw Raul De Lupu, and then he said, oh, you're 17, you're learning Schumann, it's too old. And I was like, okay, great. So I got out of that. And then later I just realized, I mean, after this last few years, I did lots of German repertoire, like Hammerklavier and Brahms concerto and Kreisleriana, and then it's just naturally, kind of organically, I just went to here, and it's just so beautiful. And it's two things. One is there's just so much possibilities of how to phrase every little thing, and the line between good and turns bad. It's so thin and so fragile. There's that. So you have to be so on the spot. You can't exaggerate, and it has to be so sincere and crazy at the same time. That's one thing I find out. And then, which actually is related. So it makes you, the more uncomfortable you are on stage, the better it sounds, because it's supposed to be this kind of the urgency, the uncomfortable, the anxiety, all these things that happens when you're in love, like this kind of thing. And the more you're like that, the better it sounds. So it depends on how much I want to be really masochist about how I feel on stage.
Well, let me ask you this, because I mean, last time we talked, you were doing Ravel and Gershwin together, and that was a thing that you were doing for Rhapsody and the G major, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, your schedule coming up, it has a lot of Prokofiev Fifth in it, and Shostakovich two. One and two.
Yes.
Yeah, at certain points. Yeah. This is a really different concerto.
Yeah.
And so, just from the idea of walking onto the stage. Mm. What's different in your mind when you are walking on to play Schumann compared to those other pieces?
Nothing. I just hope I nail the first four measures.
Okay.
And then whatever happens, happens, like, on stage, because great music, they just speak by itself. Like, I don't have to do much, except I have to be in the right state of mind. But that's, like, everything. So I don't know if I'm more in love when I play this piece, but there is a warm, fuzzy feeling when you play. Like, the harmonies are so beautiful, and how he changed everything, the transitions, and it's, yeah, you never get tired of it. I just feel really lucky. I mean, it's a new thing for me, so every time I go on, it still feels so fresh and so, like, let's see what happens this time.
Schumann is,
yes, yeah, I only played it this year. It just started.
So you learned it at 17, but this is only now that you're getting around really to...
I have learned it at 17. I didn't even learn all the notes. I'm like, okay, it transposed too much. I just dropped it. I didn't really get it, and I'm kind of like anti-love at that time.
Fair enough. We all are at some point, aren't we?
It's like, this is too cheesy for me.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, so we're really lucky that here you are in Boston doing this piece that's fairly new in your life, and that you're really kind of into it now, yeah?
Yeah, I'm really... Well, let's see after.
Okay, we'll see after. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific. Well, Yuja Wong, thanks again for a little bit of your time. You sound wonderful. It's great to have you in Boston.
Thank
I hope you.
You
come back really soon.
Yes, I will.